Well, may the world go when I'm far away. Well, may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well, may the world go when I'm far away.
Recorded live, my guest Tom Rawson. Welcome to the Saturday Cafe, Tom.
Hi, Frank, and hi, Sarah. Nice to be here.
How do you like the new digs?
Oh, this is a wonderful studio. It's so spacious and spread out, and I'm really enjoying your guest host, your teamwork, the family team.
Pete Seeger song, is that what you sang leading
it? Yes, Well May the World Go is a song that Pete Seeger wrote, 30, 40 years ago. It's a great version of him and Arlo Guthrie doing it live in the mid-1970s. And he took an old Scottish folk song and put words to it.
Mm-hmm. You took it a little bit further by putting fiddle tunes to it.
Well, when we recorded that CD, which we recorded a concert live in Victoria, my friend in Victoria who did the arranging, Dennis Donnelly, brilliant musician, he was thinking about different ways we could arrange the songs before we performed them. And he said, this song's Well May the World Go is missing something. He said, let's put fiddle tunes in between the verses. And sure enough, that's all it took. It's just really a sweet song.
There's an Alaskan poet who does the same thing with his poetry, that it just reads so much better when you throw in fiddle tunes. Ain't nothing that wouldn't work better with a fiddle tune. Dentist appointment, fiddle tune.
That's right, yes. Yeah.
Being a man with a banjo out there in the folk singer world, do you think people have expectations? They expect you to play the Pete Seeger songs? Or?
Well, especially since I have the three extra frets. I have the long neck banjo, which basically if you see anybody, Pete Seeger invented the long neck banjo. He wanted a little more flexibility when changing keys in sing-along situations. And there's really no reason to have one of these unless you want to be Pete Seeger. And lest there be any doubt, I have two long neck banjos. So when I grow up, I want to be Pete Seeger. So do people expect it? I don't know, but I sure try to give it to them.
I'm not sure you can do both.
Yes.
I mean, what's the point of being Pete Seeger if you've got to be grown up about it?
Exactly. You got it. Yeah.
Well, you have that long neck banjo fully armed and ready to play. What are you going to play for us?
Well, I was thinking since you were on the family theme, it reminded me that I don't write many songs. One that I wrote, 22 years ago now, refers to my niece. So I thought I'd sing that one since your niece is in the studio with you.
Okay, Sarah, we got another one for you.
Heading up the valley, the mountain points the way. Silos keeping vigil, farmers baling hay. Just past the general store at the Brownsville Church, turn right. Up the hill and around the curve for a green mountain supper tonight. Gathering here together, we've come from near and far. Songs to swap and tales to tell, sharing from the heart. Our paths have led to Mexico and the land of the Northern Lights. All coming home to Brownsville for a green mountain supper tonight. Blackbird singing high, bullfrog singing low. Red barn stands tall and proud, maples line the road. Pony house got a brand new face, lilies blooming bright. We're all here in Brownsville for a green mountain supper tonight. Sitting on the terrace, like so many times before. Give a toast to Mom and Pop and wish them 40 more. Pass the garden salad and pour the sparkling wine. There's a gentle breeze in Brownsville and a green mountain supper tonight. Blackbird singing high, bullfrog singing low. Red barn stands tall and proud, maples line the road. Pony house got a brand new face, lilies blooming bright. We're all here in Brownsville for a green mountain supper tonight. Little boy running round, you can hear him scream. I want to go fishing with my uncles tomorrow and I want some more ice cream. Little girl is giggling, she's singing through every bite. Grandson and granddaughter and a green mountain supper tonight. Blackbird singing high, bullfrog singing low. Red barn stands tall and proud, maples line the road. Pony house got a brand new face, lilies blooming bright. And we're all here in Brownsville for a Green Mountain supper tonight. Boxes on the table, surprises in the air. Sing a song to the birthday brothers and tease them about their hair. Sister baked a chocolate cake, there's sunset in the sky. That's dessert in Brownsville, Green Mountain supper tonight. Blackbird singing high, bullfrog singing low. Red barn stands tall and proud, maples line the road. Pony house got a brand new face, lilies blooming bright. And we're all here in Brownsville for a Green Mountain supper tonight. And we're all here in Brownsville for a Green Mountain supper tonight.
My guest is Tom Rawson on the Saturday Cafe. It's what I love about folk songs. It's like the detail. You feel like you're actually there. A little place like I saw Sarah smile when the bit about teasing the brother about her hair. I take it this is something that is not unknown to you.
No, it is not. <laughs> It's
a kind of storytelling that I wonder if we are missing from our everyday lives these days. I know you do a lot of school gigs. Do you find that storytelling is really not well understood or well known anymore?
Yeah, I mean, certainly it's, you know, in the days before, DVDs and movies and TVs and libraries, storytelling was all there was. And now, you know, people don't have to make their own stories. They can just sit down and turn on the TV and there's a story. So in that way, it's lost. But, you know, everybody has a story and everybody wants to sort of share their lives with each other. So it's not really a completely lost art. And I sure like going around and collecting folk tales. I tell folk tales to kids, and then when I'm in like the performance tonight, I've turned some of my personal experiences into performance pieces. So you know, a lot of folk singers are storytellers as well. I mean, they tell stories through their songs, and then they also do a lot of stage banter that turns into storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do.
Well, where are you going to be tonight, and what will you be telling stories for?
Well, I'm going to be doing a benefit concert for this is our sixth annual Close the School of the Americas Watch benefit. It helps send people to Georgia who are trying to draw attention to the fact that the U.S. government is sponsoring terrorism in Latin America. Hard to believe, but it's true. And so I'll be doing this concert, and I'll do a few songs I wrote and a lot of stuff, old gospel songs that have turned into freedom songs and peace songs, and I'll do a couple of John McCutcheon songs and Bill Staines, and I'll weave in a few stories. I usually, when I'm in Eugene, tell the story about the guy I saw water skiing on the Willamette River. Only he wasn't using a boat. He was just using the force of the river, you know. Everybody in Eugene's trying to save gas, and he was doing it there, too. So I might tell that one. I might tell the story about the woman in the post office, a fundamentalist Christian that accosted me in the post office because she didn't like my bumper stickers. And it turned out to be a wonderful story of two people diametrically opposed politically who ended up becoming friends. So I'll get one of those in there, and maybe a little bit of rural humor and urban legends, things like that.
It's happening tonight at 7 o'clock at the Eugene Friends Meeting House, 2274 Onyx Street.
There's an opening act. It's a local a cappella group called In Accord. Yeah, so they'll be doing a few songs before I start.
So bring your vocal cords tuned up and be ready for harmonies to listen and harmonies to sing, because I assume any man with a banjo encourages sing-alongs.
Oh, yeah. That's what I like to do. In fact, after I leave here, I'm going to go down about five blocks to the old federal building where there's a peace rally going on. I'm going to get up and sing some peace songs and get everybody singing along with me. So, it's all sing-along. I always say, please sing along with me. Bill Staines always says, helps if you're singing the same song I am. I'm nowhere near as particular as Bill. Just open the mouth and start singing.
Well, we should sing one more. Is it one we can sing along with?
Well, okay, yeah. We have this has a kind of a refrain part you can sing along with. I'll do, I'm always about trying to bring peace in the world and bring people together. And I'd like to bring the purest traditional folklorists and folkies together with the contemporary folk people and have them stop arguing about what folk music really is. So this is my attempt to do that. This is a traditional folk song, certifiable traditional folk song, but it's about a contemporary folk hero. Everyone's scratching their heads. You'll see. Well, Henry was an accountant. He worked with a pencil in his hand. If you had something that needed adding up, Henry the accountant was your man, Lord, Lord. Henry the accountant was your man. That's your part. Henry the accountant was your man, Lord, Lord. Henry the accountant was your man. When Henry was a little baby, sitting on his daddy's knee, he picked up a crayon and a little piece of paper. He said, 2 + 1 = 3, Lord, Lord. 2 + 1 = 3. 2 + 1 = 3, Lord, Lord. 2 + 1 = 3. Now the man who made the first calculator, he thought he was mighty fine. He walked up to Henry with a sneer on his lips. He said, your job is gonna be mine, Lord, Lord. Your job is gonna be mine. Your job is gonna be mine, Lord, Lord. Your job is gonna be mine. So Henry stood up and drew his weapon. He said, a man ain't nothing but a man. We'll have ourselves a race, and I'll put you in your place, or I'll die with my pencil in my hand, Lord, Lord. I'll die with my pencil in my hand. Die with my pencil. I'll die with my pencil in my hand, Lord, Lord. I'll die with my pencil in my hand. Each man grabbed a 50-pound ledger, and Henry went to work with all his might. Oh, his hand was getting cramped, and his shirt was getting damp. He swore that he would not give up the fight, Lord, Lord. He swore that he would not give up the fight. He swore that he would not give up the fight, Lord, Lord. He swore that he would not give up the fight. After 3 long hours of battle, the man with the machine pulled ahead. He had Henry beat till on the final sheet. Suddenly his battery went dead, Lord, Lord. Suddenly his battery went dead. Suddenly his battery went dead, Lord, Lord. Suddenly his battery went dead. So Henry beat the calculator, and his powers could never be denied. But the terrible strain was too much for his brain, and he laid down his pencil and he died, Lord, Lord. Laid down his pencil and he died. Laid down his pencil. He laid down his pencil and he died, Lord, Lord. He laid down his pencil and he died. So they buried Henry at the White House with his favorite pencil and his pad. When the checks don't clear, they all shed a tear for the last human being who could add, Lord, Lord. The last human being who could add. Last human being. The last human being who could add, Lord, Lord. The last human being who could add. Henry the Accountant, words by Paul Kaplan.